Peace, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of In Defense of Liberation, the show that is working towards and educating about a true people's liberation movement and revolution. I'm your host, Josh. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm out here wanting to talk to you all about something pretty serious. I mean, I did a whole, like, half an episode already and kind of got it going, and then, you know, I wasn't really feeling it. And then I finished the episode of Activist News Network with Dequi, Kalonji, Haki, and Frank that just got put up, like, 2 days ago, I think, on YouTube, which I'll link in the notes if I remember. Folks should definitely check that out, because honestly, I don't really think I have much to add other than what they already said and kind of like what it made me think about. So for folks who don't know, like comrade and Dr. Mutulu Shakur has recently made his transition and, you know, has passed on from physical life. And this was announced kind of, like, Kalonji pointed something out to me that I didn't even think about. Like, I don't really think that initially it was even announced by, like, the family or announced by the organizations that Dr. Mutulu belonged to. I think it was, like, announced by folks kind of who got the message and, like, were ready to have, like, a social media post out or, like, a news article, right? And that's just real shit, and Kalonji was, like, on it. Kalonji, everyone was on it as far as real shit goes. It was a great, great interview. But this is important for two reasons. One, of course, Dr. Mutulu Shakur is an incredibly important and heroic example of what, you know, real love, real struggle, real revolutionary action and life looks like. Locked up for 33 years, doing real work, not only through acupuncture, which is incredible, but also through organizing, through education, through, you know, mass movement building, political prisoner work, all kinds of things, right? And he was able to get out back in December and spend some time with his loved ones, and that, as Dequi pointed out, was, of course, a huge blessing. But what is also true is what everyone on the show pointed out, which is this is yet another murder by the state of a former, or really current, because it's very difficult to become, like, a former freedom fighter. Like, you kind of have to sell your soul to either academia or to some political party, which folks do. But if you're real, if you're serious, like, and you're living that life, especially behind bars, it's really hard to just be, like, a former freedom fighter. So that is definitely not what, you know, Dr. Shakur was. And that's not to, you know, knock any other work that comrades around him also were doing and are doing, because there was another point that was brought up, is like when we canonize these figures, idealize them, like, you know, just like we celebritize and get obsessed with celebrities here in mass, like, social spaces. But more importantly, we, like, leave revolutionaries who have fought their whole life, who have been struggling, many of whom are veterans of war, right? Because we're at war. This is a war that's going on. Who do not have retirement. They don't have jobs. They don't have Social Security. They don't have health care. They don't have housing. Like, the community has to take care of these folks and be serious when we talk about things like reparations, when folks talk about, like, you know, assisting these different communities, like the African communities, the indigenous communities, when white Europeans like myself get involved in these conversations, we also got to take a step back and really sincerely look at what the fuck we're doing to fuck this shit up, because deep down inside, I think we all know that it's got to be oppressed people themselves, folks who are dealing with these situations themselves, who ultimately decide and lead forward the struggles for themselves. So that means that where we fit in, right, white European folks, like, especially folks living in the United States, right, we have a real responsibility to struggle where we're at and to learn from and connect with folks who are doing real fucking work instead of starting our own weird thing or doing our own little gig just for the sake of doing something, right? And I think we're all guilty of that, myself included especially. But what we really need to do is we need to be asking ourselves a serious question. Are we willing to put our money where our fucking mouth is and really fight and really struggle and really organize to see all political prisoners freed, to see an end to capitalism, to see an end to oppression? Are we really willing to and able to take these steps? And like, I'm not in a space or a place where I can say I am. Like, being honest here, I'm not at that level of experience, of that level of organization, of that level of knowledge. But that's where I hope to get. That's where I think we all should be working towards getting. Because at the end of the day, we need to know each other. We need to be connected with one another. We need to be learning from one another and teaching one another. And using this as a jumping off point to connect with others who might not think this way already, who might not fully agree with everything we're talking about yet. Because the real change has to be made among the people. As Kalonji and other folks in the episode were talking about, we got to be talking about these things in the places that we're at. We got to be talking about these things with our friend groups. We got to be talking about these things with our student clubs. We got to be talking about these things in our newsletters. We got to be talking about these things in our organizations. And we got to be talking about these things with our coworkers, with our loved ones, because we have to really develop the struggle from a base building level, because so much of COINTELPRO, of police infiltration, of assassination, of long-term death sentences like the one that Mutulu has suffered, the one that Rochelle McGee is currently suffering under, the one that comrades like Sundiati Okoli was suffering under, like Jaleel Muntakim was suffering under, right? And plenty of others before them and now who are sitting in prison, like Joshua Williams, Leonard Peltier, and many who go unnamed and unheard of because our movement is so terribly disconnected from these folks, disconnected from real fucking freedom fighters. Because, you know, I think we're scared of what it means to talk to these people, to talk about these things. We're scared of what it's going to do to us, what type of harassment, what type of issues we might have to confront. And I think it also brings us to a point where we have to confront our own hesitancy, our own ignorance, and our own lack of action. Something that I am the first, because maybe it's because I hate myself, maybe it's because I've been in this space my whole life where my folks really just love to criticize me, but like, I think I'm at least the second, maybe not always the first, but the second person, again, trying to be honest here, that will critique myself and call my shit out, because I really hate feeling like a poser. I hate feeling like a fucking loser. I hate feeling like I'm fake, and I hate being called out for that shit. So more than wanting to just avoid that and trying to not get caught, I just really try not to be a fucking poser. But it's real when folks talk about how easy it is for white European folks to kind of just tap out and just do the thing where we post and not really, like, get in the movement. That's, I mean, if you're talking about what's been happening in the past, what's happening now, that's so key to what's keeping us apathetic and from really having a strong, sincere, organized, and militant, you know, movement or organizations in, you know, the spaces and places we belong to today, because of our own hesitancy, our own ignorance, and really because of the shit that we hold on to and accept from the indoctrination we get from day one in this settler colonial society. And so we got to start there. We got to start rooting out that shit. We got to start doing education. We got to start connecting with our neighbors. We got to start building networks. We got to start connecting with folks who are in these spaces. And we got to start doing, you know, real actionable things, whatever they may be, whatever applies to the situation. We got to start making moves. We got to start developing what Frantz Fanon calls like the rhythm, right, among the people, and getting them into a space and mindset where they really think not only that this is possible, but that it's necessary to make change, and that they're going to be the ones to do it, and that it's going to happen because they're going to fucking do it. And that's kind of like the long and short of it all, and where we got to start, right? Because these popular movements, this collective struggle, this practice of educating ourselves and, you know, debating and discussing problems in public and meeting with one another and making collective decisions, like, this is something that is historical. This is something that human beings have done for a long time. And yet, it is so uncommon to hear about someone being in a tenant union or being a part of, you know, the IWW, or, you know, being a socialist or being interested in, like, African liberation and the history of, you know, resistance by formerly enslaved folks, or learning about the history about so-called democracy in the United States for the sake of actually, like, developing and understanding that it doesn't exist and we need to struggle to eliminate the dictatorship of the ruling class. These types of discussions are rare. And if and when they do happen, they happen in isolated bubbles, oftentimes between people that already agree. And we need to move more sincerely towards connecting with folks who might be on the fence, who might be involved in other types of organizations like this, whether they be church-based, student groups, you know, all different types of groups are out there. We need to be connecting with one another. We need to be learning from one another. And especially we need to be coordinating ourselves to free political prisoners, to put an end to police killing, to put an end to the consistent oppression, to get land and to get actual freedom for oppressed people, to end the settler colonial project of the United States. These need to be our objectives. This needs to be our working goal. And the only way we can get there is by really putting ourselves, again, not only just simply in the places and spaces we belong to, often primarily that's where it needs to start, because again, that's where we're at, but also moving towards other spaces, getting connected with folks that are already doing this work, or getting connected with people who've never even heard of this shit, and trying to see what they think about stuff like, you know, African liberation, socialism, workers' rights, what have you. And really figuring out where people on the ground, you know, everyday folks that we meet at work, that we meet in church, that we meet at the mosque, that we meet downtown in the shops, that we see every day getting a cup of coffee right before us, or we follow, you know, on the way to work and maybe park in the same parking lot in the apartment complex we belong to or some shit like that, right? We need to try our best to really see where people are at and see if they have any interest in these things, because really in my conversations with people, you know, not always, but more often than not, I am surprised by how interested they actually are in these things. Even folks who I wouldn't think for a second would even be considering talking to someone about these things. It is surprising to me how many people in my life at the very least are interested in hearing my thoughts or the thoughts of others on these things, because they never actually get to hear about these things. No news media, no, you know, school, no church, none of these groups are really accurately covering the history of movements around the world, the history of revolutions around the world, the history of struggle around the world. There are very few, if any, real serious, coverages of this history. And that's real fucking sad, because that means like folks like Mutulu, folks like Mumia, folks like Joshua Williams, and plenty of others, again, whose names I don't know, whose names many of us don't know, that means their stories and their struggles and everything get to be dictated, decided, and narrated by the same people who got them locked up. That means every single day people are learning, possibly, fucked up lies, misinformation, and absolute bullshit that we could be fighting against, we could be struggling against, but we're unwilling to even reach out. We're unwilling to take that step forward because we're scared of what might come from it. And we need to understand that they got our number. If you think that any of us can talk about this shit, learn about this shit, hear about this shit, and not actually have some serious possible surveillance on us, then I think you're thinking very idealistically, because the United States is the most advanced, capitalist, imperialist nation in the world, historically speaking. And if it was smart, it would be surveilling every single civilian that it has. Every single person that lives in Puerto Rico, in Hawaii, in the Philippines, in Guam, in, Alaska, in indigenous, so-called reservations, aka concentration camps. If it was smart, if it was an intelligent ruling empire, it would have people everywhere. It would have bugs on everything. And it would have lists for everyone. And so not to, scare people, but I think we got to be serious and ask ourselves, like, are we really willing to just stop because we might get put on a list? Or are we really willing to stop because we might end up dealing with the same consequences that the political prisoners before us are dealing with? If we're going to stop there, we have to understand that that is the opening excuse for us to become political prisoners. Because if we don't free our political prisoners today, we will become the political prisoners of tomorrow. And if we don't free our political prisoners today, there will be many more who have to transition and make their way to the land of the, those who have passed on from their physical life, whatever that might be. I'm not getting into that here. I'm all over the place with that. But anyways, we don't want to see more have to pass, be canonized, be idealized, be, gripped and grabbed for by this or that organization, this or that group, to try to claim them as communists or socialists or anarchists or Marxist-Leninist or Maoist or what have you. What we need is a coordinated effort to free all political prisoners. What we need is a coordinated effort to put an end to police violence and political repression, to put an end to genocide, because that is what is happening here in these so-called United States. That is what is happening around the world. That is what these wars around the world are about. It's about the United States and the European imperialist and capitalist powers playing colonizer once again, playing imperialist once again. Because what happens when these things continue? What happens when we say, we want to organize in this fashion, or I don't know if we want to take that step because X, Y, and Z might happen? What happens when we stay standing still? What happens when all we do is run our mouths? People die. That's real shit. We are at war. Every single day, people are dying. Every single fucking day, people are dying. And if today we don't understand that what the APSP is doing, what Community Movement Builders is doing, what Riot Starter and Black Power Media is doing, what the All African People's Revolutionary Party is doing, what these different groups from around the world, communist parties, socialist parties, militant groups, armed wings, political groups, like, what they are doing is fighting a war, and they need a fucking army. They need supporters. And we, if we're going to talk about being some quote-unquote radicals, this was another point they brought up, then y'all can fucking go be radical and do your dumb shit elsewhere and play your little games and write your little pieces or what have you. But I personally, along with many others before me, believe that what is necessary is to be a revolutionary. And we get to decide today what that means. We don't need to subscribe to the pre-existing ideas that have come before. We don't need to follow the indoctrination that we've been taught. We need to learn ourselves. But we don't need to pull everything from history with us. Like, you know, the world is just a vacuum. The world is ever changing. We need to learn history. We need to learn about the struggles that are happening to bring joy to people, to bring energy to people, to bring understanding and political clarity to ourselves, and to be able to, you know, replicate that and develop that into something that matters today, into something that matters to people on the ground right now, that matters in the situations we are in already. We don't need to be talking to each other all the time. We don't need to be having the most lovely, you know, poetic post about the death of yet another revolutionary. We need to be working so that no more revolutionaries are killed, so that no more political prisoners are taken, so that police violence cannot continue, and so that imperialism and colonialism finally are killed. That is how we need to be organizing. And if we're not organizing on that front, if we're not organizing in that way, we will fail. And we all know it. Because that's why we're so hesitant. That's why we're so fearful. That's why we don't commit. That's why we're not serious. That's why we do all the bullshit that we do. Because we know if we take these serious steps, we might lose our job. We might get locked up. We might be socially isolated. We might, you know, lose relationships. We might get killed. We need to talk about this shit for real and get prepared for it and get connected and get networking with people. Because at the end of the day, you could get hit by a bus. You could get sick. You could fucking get locked up. So you need to struggle today so that tomorrow those things don't matter. Because the people around you, the people behind you, and the people that you've never met before are going to keep up that struggle, are going to be coordinating, are going to be collaborating, and are going to be learning and organizing together. That is what we all need to be doing. That is how we all need to be organizing and playing our role. So I will mention a couple things as we kind of lead towards our closing here. The first one being some things that are happening locally. So I'm a part of what seems to be developing of a, you know, kind of a media project, a grassroots militant journalist project, an actual, like, organizing attempt, though, to use, you know, story writing, journalism, you know, these types of interviews, conversations, connection building, to start bringing folks together. Start giving folks the encouragement to write about their experiences, to take hold of their narrative, to take hold of their destiny, and also to see what's happening in the local area. So I live in, like, central New York. I grew up in a different city than I live in now, but it's about a half an hour away. And it's very conservative here, you know, and most of the people I meet who, you know, might be kind of on this wavelength, might be interested in these things, locally speaking, their big, you know, question is where is the left? Where are people who think like me, who want to do work like me, who want to organize like me? And what's crazy is they're out there. You know, many of us have been in a place or in a space in our lives where we've not organized, where we've not connected with people, where we've not actually been doing this work, but we've just been posting on social media, or we've just been reading theory, or we just been talking with our friends, right? And all that stuff's good, and it's important, and it's worthwhile to some extent. But at the end of the day, if we're not doing stuff in our here and now, we're not being accountable to our words and really taking action that represents those, you know, beliefs and principles, then we're just a bunch of bullshitters. And, you know, I don't want to be a communist sympathizer. I don't want to be, like, some fucking loser who, you know, is like, oh, I remember when I was young and I fucking was a communist. Like, fuck that shit. Like, I want to die a communist. Because, you know, I want to die a freedom fighter, too, whatever that means for me. And, you know, I want to die fighting for the liberation of oppressed people. Not, like, some heroic romantic shit. I mean, just that, like, I want to spend my whole life doing this. I don't want to take a day or a week or a month where I'm like, you know, I'm done with this. I don't want to stop until I'm dead for whatever reason that might be, because I think that's the type of commitment we all need to share and need to have for each other for this struggle to really succeed. And that's just real, because, like, again, none of this shit is going to happen just miraculously. The stuff that we're talking about, like an end to political prisoners, an end to colonialism, an end to imperialism, that shit's not going to just fucking happen. That's going to take a long time and real serious struggles. I'm not talking about years and decades or whatever. I'm talking about it's going to take weeks and months and maybe, yeah, years, maybe decades, but hopefully not and probably not, considering where we're at and how bad shit is. Because if we're all really working in this way and struggling in this way and being real serious, then there's no reason for it to take that long. There's no reason for us to expect that it wouldn't take off, because how did most of us get here? How did most of us get interested in these things? It was from somebody we knew, or something we read, something we saw, that made us question these things, that made us go, and actually made us think for longer than 2 seconds about the possibility of things being different, and the chance that maybe that could actually happen, or maybe the idea that it will happen, or it should happen at the very least. We are here. We've made it to this point. You're listening to the podcast. That's probably true about you. So if that is the case, we have to ask ourselves, how did we get here and do stuff that will bring others similarly to ourselves to these spaces and these places? Because they have examples of stuff that's different, of people that are different in their lives, who are doing real shit, who aren't just talking about change, who aren't talking about, oh, stuff will never change, things are always going to be this way, things have always been that way. That shit's tired. That shit's old. We're all sick of hearing it, and it doesn't mean shit. So now, if that's true, what are we going to do? Who are we going to be? How are we going to be different? Because that's what we need to do. We have to be different. We have to be someone, something that people look at and go, shit, that sounds fucking interesting, or that sounds cool, or that sounds unique. Because we don't want people to look at us and go, ah, that's just another tired fucking group trying to do stuff, trying to make bullshit claims, trying to make stuff change that'll never fucking change. That's what we're gonna get, and that's what we always get. Because we stay fucking doing the same fucking shit, making the same fucking mistakes. We don't change. We don't improve. We don't reflect on our bullshit. We don't call ourselves out. And we definitely don't go around people who are gonna call us out. Because, like, at the core of what a lot of us are doing is just fighting for more comfortability. It's just fighting in a way that keeps us comfortable so that we don't have to really struggle. Because, you know, to be honest with you, I'm in a position where if I got a decent enough job, if I, you know, could afford all my bills, maybe go on vacation once in a while, it would be like, you know, it would be something that would tempt people, right? That does tempt people to step away from the movement. This type of enticing, this type of manipulation, this type of bribing, this happens. Look at the academics. Look at the so-called radicals and how much money and time they spend on writing books, how much money and time they spend on webinars, how much money and time they spend on podcasts and some bullshit without even really doing some real militant action. And that's why I'm, like, really on this wave as of late, because, like, I really think I have been a poser. I really do kind of feel like a loser, because I could be doing some real shit right now, and for the last couple of years, I've been twiddling my thumbs in a lot of ways. That, in a way that I think a lot of us have been, because we're just waiting for another 2020 to pop off, or, you know, whatever era and year makes more sense to your, you know, interests. But anyways, my point in saying all of this is, like, listen to the comrades who've been in the movement. Listen to the people who are on the front lines already organizing in their communities. Don't sit there and criticize and chastise and bullshit like you know better, or like we're even fucking doing anything. Because most of us really are not doing anything except for posting on fucking social media. So we need to be honest with ourselves about that. And we need folks in our circles, and we need to be in circles with folks who are going to call us out for that bullshit. Because if we're not going to be honest with ourselves, we need someone to be honest with us for us. Because otherwise, we're just going to be a bunch of fucking posers. And if y'all want to do that, y'all can go ahead and fucking do that. You want to get some clout on social media? You want to, you know, fuck around and do that kind of bullshit? Go for it. Be my guest. Not on the show. You're not coming on. But if you want to do that bullshit, that's fine, because y'all can go waste your time and energy elsewhere and get the fuck out of the way, because I don't want to see, hear from, or deal with that motherfucking bullshit anymore. I personally want to organize in a real fucking way. I want to make change, not through the liberal mechanisms, not through quote-unquote democracy, not through minimal small gains. I want revolution. I want liberation. I want freedom. I want justice. And I want oppressed people and oppression in general to end. And I want oppressed people to be the ones to do it, because that's what needs doing. That's what is going to change the world we live in, is that type of struggle. That is what we need. And so that needs to be what we're working towards. But I would hope none of this stuff is new or scary to folks. I would hope folks take a lot of these things, you know, to heart and really work through them and ask themselves these questions, what they think, what they're doing, what they could be doing better. And I would really implore people to please reach out. Please come on the show. Please talk about your experience, what you're doing. I want to speak real briefly also again about the People's Senate and the work that is happening with Spirit of Mandela, the work that is happening with Community Movement Builders, the work that is happening with the Black Alliance for Peace, the work that is happening with all organizations across the United States that are fighting for true liberation for oppressed people, that are fighting for socialism, folks that are fighting for revolution, like the African People's Socialist Party, like the All African People's Revolutionary Party, like Cooperation Jackson, like all these different groups that are doing some serious, real, militant work, even if it's not perfect, even if it's not the pure socialism that we think they need to be doing. We need to get on the ground and move with them and learn from them and learn with them and meet people and struggle and fail again and try again and succeed and then fail. We have to stop being afraid of failure. We have to stop being afraid of imprisonment. We have to stop being afraid of death. We have to stop being afraid that nothing's going to change and that everything that we're going to do is going to fail. And we just have to try what makes sense and get with people and make collective decisions and build community and build networks and build connections. We need this type of work. We need this type of connections. I don't even know what else to say, you know? Listen to that fucking episode, all right? That's it for me. Y'all have a wonderful day. All power to the people.